Everyone, we are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Hope you're having a beautiful day.
Fantastic. Next on the show is Noble.
Morning.
And last of all, we have Gil to round out the panel.
Hey, hey, how's it going? And oi, Khan, how's it going, eh, bruv?
Bruh,
you just tried mixing both Aussie and British in one go. Hey, at least you're trying.
Yeah, at least I'm trying. I'm gonna get it sharpened up eventually.
Well, a couple of pointers. Yeah, get you somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
First and foremost, I just wanted to apologize for my absence the past 2 weeks. Just had a couple of stuff landing on my plate here and there, you know.
It just doesn't seem to end.
Yeah, I know. I'm dealing with it one thing at a time as they come. Just hasn't been easy. You can tell. But here we are, and you know, I really appreciate what you guys have done in my absence.
Oh, we're here for you, buddy.
Thank you so much. Now, shall we get on to the main meat of the show?
Now, let's cut right into it.
Yes,
we shall. So let's begin. So now. We just heard wind of a new Flintstones show.
But it's an adult sequel for the Flintstones. It already sounds terrible.
Oh, well, this is off to a good start.
When you think about it, the way things were back when this show came out, nowadays it would probably be R18.
Because they assume that all the original fans are all grown up and whatnot too. But at the same time, I mean, you should keep in mind as well too that the studios, they make the main stuff, while the Rule 34 is for the fans too, don't you think?
Let's hear what the news article says.
Alrighty. We've got a couple on the line as well, so start with.
Yeah, well, do you guys ever see the Flintstones Winston cigarette commercials? Back in like the 50s and 60s, the Flintstones would have like they would be advertising cigarettes.
Yeah,
remember that? I mean, obviously not, but like, you remember seeing anything like that? Crazy.
I actually do remember seeing that. I mean, mainly through a YouTube recommendation, whatnot too. It was pretty wild.
Yeah. Can you imagine like SpongeBob? Hey, kids, want to drag? Ah. Like, that'd be weird, right? I don't know.
Ah, it'd be fucking weird, too.
All right. So, let's get to the premise of it, though. Banks' adult-themed sequel series is being produced by Fox, and that Banks is not only producing the series, but she will be voicing a 20-something Pebbles Flintstone. A press release from Fox details the show, quote unquote, catches up with the Flintstones family 2 decades after the original, with Fred on the brink of retirement and 20-something Pebbles embarking on her own career.
What?
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, cool. It adds, as the Stone Age gives way to a shiny new, enlightened new Bronze Age, the residents of Bedrock will find evolution harder than a swing from Bam Bam's club.
Oh, they're going into the Bronze Age. Oh, boy.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so let's read on here. It says, the show is being produced by both Warner Brothers Animation and Fox Entertainment. Banks and Max Handelman are executive producing through Brownstone Productions. They are joined by Dana Okay. We don't really care about these people. Okay, so the person who's working on the pilot script for the show includes Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous, where she was a staff writer. Okay, right, interesting. She also wrote two episodes of the DC's Superhero Girls and has written a number of episodes of Cleopatra in Space. Wait, what? That's a thing?
Okay. That's what? Right.
Cleopatra right, idea, in Space? All right. I mean, sure. Why not?
I mean, we you know, this is literally the We Was Kings meme for real. Well, you know how these Africans basically travel to Egypt and they're with flying pyramids?
Yes, yes. Oh, goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
This is going to fuck up the series in a very unique way.
I think it's like going to be its own series. I mean, Bedrock is going into the Bronze Age. Whoa.
And it sounds like it's going to be woke as anything.
I hope
right. not. We'll get to that. Oh, we'll get to that in a second, though. But before that, though, it does sound interesting, though. Like, you know, Bronze Age, what did they do? People discovered, you know, blacksmithing.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Making, you know, making metals, mining. And so much more.
Exactly.
So much more indeed. I mean, electronics? No, that was way later on as well, too, because bronze is electrically conductive, too, but they didn't know that until quite a little far away.
You know, now that I think about it, can you guys recall any instance in the original Flintstones where they had anything that was made of metal?
Nope.
I don't think so. I think it was only stone, bones, and, like, wood.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fabric. There was fabric.
Oh, yeah.
And, and leather and, you know, all that stuff. Like, and, you know.
Oh, true, true. But although they also used dinosaurs, too. But then again, that was a little historically inaccurate. But we keep that hidden behind. We don't really mention that stuff now, do we?
Well, I love how, like, their camera is, like, just a little bird inside of a box that, like, paints a picture. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No. Now, I mean to say, next up, you say it's going to be woke. Possibly. I know we all have our reservations in this era. And
I've seen Camp Cretaceous. If it's going to be anything like that, it's going to be woke.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say you already got a big red flag ready to wave. So,
it's a red flag at the worst place possible in the production
Lindsay
of
Kearns,
it.
Scriptwriter, as you know, on her Twitter, has gone quite political, and yeah, I won't say what it is, but let's just say it's not a good sign for the show. That it's like you said, you know, if you watch Camp Cretaceous, yeah.
I should have gotten cigar today.
I mean, I know the Flintstones has been around for such a long time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think like, what, the 40s? 30s? Probably the 40s,
right? Probably somewhere around that time, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're older than Bugs Bunny. I think Bugs Bunny's a little bit older, but I'm not sure.
Now that you mention it, it really depends too, because the smoothness of the animation, if I remember correctly, is a little different from one to another too. Maybe.
And there was a time where the Flintstones was in black and white. So
correct, that's true. No, that's true. They look more like a Fallout game infomercial.
Yeah. Right. As friends trying to sell you cigarettes.
but there's also the funny thing about as well too, you know, about like the adult theme about like old cartoons, whatnot too, is that where was it here? That 777 Ice Kitsune didn't mention that society would not enter would not survive. What's that? You okay there?
A couple of live comments as well, as okay. You said. Popey the Performer.
Yeah, Popey the Performer and a whole lot of other ones too, because let me tell you, I remember, if memory serves me right, there's like a whole, a whole bag of cartoons back in the day that, well, are not politically correct and whatnot, and so on and so forth too. And more ways than you think it would be too.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, guess what? I've seen a lot of Secret Squirrel on E6212.
Okay, guys, I just have to say something very important. Ice Kitsune, I recently just discovered Poppy the Performer, like, last week. And it is mind-blowing. If you guys haven't seen it before, you absolutely have to. It's it's bonkers, man. It's so out there, you're gonna love it.
Is that that squirrel with a high-pitched voice that talks about random shit?
No, it's like some, like, early 2000s Japanese CGI cartoon about, like, a kid, like, in a clown costume and his, like, friend, a wolf, has, like, mask change. Whatever, like, it's hard to explain really what it is. It's basically, like, a really extremely violent Tom and Jerry sort of situation. But, like, in Japan style with crazy music. Trust
and
me,
you
it's
say,
great.
And you said it was Japanese, right?
Yes, but, like, there's no words in it. It's just music.
For one, I kind of thought it was Russian.
No, I mean, I don't know. It's Japanese, yeah. And apparently it's super popular over there, too. Like, all kids love it. Even though
like
it's extremely extremely gory and violent and scary. But Kitamono is cool. He's
like
the wolf character.
Like the Joker, eh?
Yeah, I guess.
No, so you consider this like a mixture between Tom and Jerry and Happy Tree Friends?
Yes. Yes, I do. Plus some weird Japanese stuff thrown in there just for good measure. Like, dude, it's crazy. Anyway, sorry to go off on that tangent.
No, it's good. It's good. So, a couple of things just to make a few informations. Deutsch Dog, the Flintstones came out in the 1960s.
Yeah. Oh, wow, really? I thought it was much earlier than that.
Yeah, 1960s. Okay. You know, original, you know, classic hand-drawn animation back in the day.
Cool.
And, you know, that brings up to another big question, too. What's the animation style of this, do you think, going to look like?
You know, I hope they don't go, like really flat with it. You know, like that kind of, what is it, Cali art style?
Oh,
make it kind of
yeah,
generic
you know,
and, yeah, just generic, bland, you know, flat.
And just, like, they all look like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, they all have the same smile, the same everything, yeah. Hopefully it's not that. I haven't seen anything from the show, except for, is this, like, I guess that's a... promotional art for it? Okay, that doesn't look bad. It looks more cartoony, but...
Quite interesting, too, so...
Yeah, and look at that, you know, it's...
But yeah, I mean, but can I also say as well, too, that the Flintstone, that they do manage to replicate the modern life in prehistoric era or not, too, which is quite interesting.
I think it's kind of the premise of it, too, isn't it? It's like... Because the Flintstones is a sitcom that just, you know...
A sitcom that mirrors the exact era that it was broadcasted on, that being the 60s.
But here's the thing. It also had a lot of adult humor in there that parents could laugh at, too, so they could also enjoy the show.
But nowadays, you've put adult comedy in children's cartoons, you get parents flipping their shit all over.
Well, they had adult comedy back in the day, too. You know, yep. There was a lot of jokes that went over kids' heads.
And when they grew up, they rewashed it down, and now they realize what it meant.
Yeah. Sometimes they get really weird. Not just in this show, but like a lot of the older shows.
Or basically any cartoon that had any form of adult humor, eh?
I mean, dude, Rocko's Modern Life, Ren and Stimpy, The Animaniacs, all of that craziness. I mean, come on. Even the Rugrats had some shit in there, too. I mean, come on.
Well, you're right on that.
All right, so just a bit of trivia as well, as I said. The Flintstones is seen as a riff on The Honeymooners, a classic American TV show from the 1950s. That's two couples.
The Honeymooners.
And, yeah, and I think for today, the male character in Honeymooners would regularly threaten to beat up his wife. In The Flintstones,
wait, what?
Fred would rant and rave. But it was Wilma who would actually beat her husband over the head with a rolling pin.
Oh my goodness. I did not realize that. Holy crap.
So they promote domestic violence. Interesting.
I mean, yeah, in the 50s, you know, it's like, hey there, woman, get back to the kitchen. Make me a sandwich.
I mean, for most of it, but at the same time, I mean, it's not... I'd say it's most likely a statistically impossible for that to be the entire thing because, well, perfection is a fucking illusion, that's for sure.
It's just kind of mind-boggling to wrap my head around, like, back in the 50s, they would have a show like that where it was a popular and fun show that everyone loved watching, and yet he would threaten to beat his wife repeatedly? What?
Brutal.
Okay. Oh my god, what the hell, man?
That shit just went from 10 to 100 real fast.
Yeah, what the heck?
Actually, no, from 10 to 1,000 or more. Well then, that was...
That's the thing, though. I don't know. Do you guys have high hopes for how this is going to turn out? You know, adult. You know, more adult humor and all that.
More or less, a very big more or less on that one.
Oh, it's hard to say because I really don't know too much about it except for that fact that the person who's writing it did the whole Cretaceous thing. But there's not really too much to go on, so I don't know. Maybe they'll do it well. I hope.
We'll see how good it goes. If it's good.
Yeah, as with all things, though, take it with a grain of salt.
Hell yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, some people say, you know, they don't have much hope because they're remaking old stuff into new, so as the trend goes, but hey.
I mean, sometimes recycling old franchise into something new, it may not always work, but there's always a chance that it could work, right?
Possibly. There is that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's move on to the next item, then. Mm-hmm. Okay. PlayStation patents AI to play games for you.
Games for you, not games with you.
So, at this point, just at the title alone, I always thought that watching people stream games was a bit sort of dull. This is literally taking the cake.
I mean, this takes the entire cake factory.
Wait, what exactly do they mean by this? Like, you just sit there and watch as your PlayStation plays for you?
Precisely.
I mean, you could... I think the goal of this, they hope, is that when you're away doing errands or some other stuff or at work or whatever, you can get, you know, you can get PlayStation to play the games for you.
Wait a minute.
In a way.
That sounds like cheating.
Yeah, it sure is.
Like,
cheating.
You gotta be there. Yeah, to get all the achievements and stuff. Yeah, you gotta be there. Oh, that's no fun.
It sounds like a... I mean, the only good thing I can see about this AI would be good at is like the really grindy stuff, and even then.
You know what I can see this happening, or like evolving into? Someone doing a Let's Play and making money off it, like on Twitch or something, and they're like asleep the whole time, like they're not even doing anything. Right? It could totally be abused. Oh, thank you all for the biddies. Yeah, I was sleeping for the last 8 hours. 8 hour grind, guys. Haha. Yeah. So that's one problem I can already see happening.
Well, shit. That's definitely gonna happen. That is definitely gonna happen.
Yeah, it might. I don't know. Well, let's see what the article says.
Oh, here we go.
Jokey.
Do you want to
take this one? Or
yo. Still here. I got screen share up happening. Okay. So there's pretty much the article. So let's start. Sony Interactive Entertainment have patented AI to monitor how games are played and then play them for users. So basically what it is the artificial AI intelligence character is allowed to play specific parts of the gaming application for the user. For example, the AI character can proceed in automatic mode to complete specific game tasks that are difficult for the user. This AI will monitor how players act, creating a quote-unquote profile.
Profile. So yeah. It basically harvests your data, how you play games.
Well, a lot of games do this. You know, it's like a difficulty curve. Like, if you're doing really well at the game gets harder to, like, match your difficulty. So I kind of get, like, that basic premise.
Or how about not doing any of that? Let me enjoy the damn game, huh? It sounds like it is.
I'm wondering what this actually really does, though.
You know what? If it was a CT, let's go nostalgic. If it was to play Quake 2, right? Deathmatch, me and myself, and said AI, I would be more inclined to see it in a more positive light. But if it doesn't, then yeah, I can see it being abused in both ways.
Well, I wonder how accurate this actually is, like, to the person it's profiling. For example, like, if there's a game where there's a double jump ability and you use it all the time, and then you come to an obstacle where you don't need to use it, but then the game will play as if it were you and then double jump just because you always do that there. Do you think it's going to learn like that?
Probably so, but now that you mentioned that, I'm also seeing how this could go, right? It could also speedrun games like Dream SNP for one, or it could just mess up the game like a game journalist doing Let's Plays.
Oh, dude. There's so much to unpack. I get that. I do.
Oh, dude. Okay. Do you know what else could go wrong? You know, like those speed competitions, like speed running?
Yep.
Like, what if the computer got so good at learning how to speedrun and someone claimed it as their own?
Oh, man, that's definitely going to happen. That is definitely going to happen.
Because I actually like watching Spyro speedruns. Like, those are pretty funny. I like the people that do those. But, what if that happens? You know?
I like to watch people getting caught while cheating on speedruns because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's funny. Like when you see like the time change in the corner, or like there's a jump, and you're like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, that was possible? How did they,
Yeah, first try, zero deaths.
Yeah, right. I saw that jump cut. I saw what you did.
Yeah, okay, there's a couple more things to unpack. Ice Kitsune's got some live comments. Aside. I wonder what this would be like if they used this for Fortnite and Call of Duty. This would be cheating to the max.
You know that one day, sooner or later, they're all gonna use
They're
gonna do a match, and every player is just gonna be AI, no flesh and blood, all code and digital bullshit.
Yeah, but like that's the really creepy thing. Like, what if you're in a group of friends, like playing, a group online game, and you don't know who's a robot or not? Like, who's the real imposter here, right?
Well, you know what?
Get it?
Yeah, but then again, that could be something good too, because if you're just playing by yourself, you're anti-social, whatnot too, and want to play with robots and winning,
hey,
go for it.
Here's something interesting. You know, Among Us is going to come to the PlayStation, and imagine if they try to get the AI,
Amogus. Ooh, Jotsus. Ooh, Amogus.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know.
I hate this bullshit. Oh my god. Oh wait, but then again, I just remembered something as well too. Did you know that way before any of all this got patented, there was already AI that you could play along in death matches and whatnot too. It's called bots.
Oh well, yeah, true. Yeah, there's that.
Yes,
I'd rather not be a bot though. I want to actually play and do things.
Right, and that's where the crux of this is. So just to say, because I think they had a different intent when they made this whole, let the AI play games for you. Because I think it was their intent, to let struggling players, get past a certain difficult segment, or or the busy gamer who wants his daily tasks done, or
just too damn well that this is gonna be abused. This is definitely gonna be abused, and I know it.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying before about how people could just record it and put it on Twitch and make money off it and be like, hey, that's me.
Or
they don't have to do
sleeping.
Anything. Yeah, they don't
all
have to
sleeping
do anything.
Too.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
This is going to be quite something.
But yeah, just to cut back to this for a second, Sony's up to a lot of things as well. You know, other Sony patents have included added trophies to older and emulated games.
Emulation.
Yeah. Backwards compatibility, you know, getting retroactive achievements. Remember, Sony added, you know, trophy support a bit late, like 2008-ish or something. And yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they went,
I don't know how to feel about all this.
Trophy-fy everything. And yeah, the other thing is being able to turn any object into a controller, such as a banana.
A banana. Really?
Oh, I remember the banana.
Oh, fucking hell. Yep.
Wasn't that the PS3's original controller design?
The banana?
It was like a silver banana. Like, it looked really weird. Or was that Nintendo? I thought it was PlayStation that did that.
It might be probably everyone at some point, too. I'm not sure. Maybe. Just maybe.
To be honest with you, I don't like the actual idea of having these sort of tools available. It's just going to allow for cheating a little too much.
Well, that I agree. I highly agree on that.
And look, I'm not a competitive gamer or anything. Like, I'm not looking to cheat. Like, I just want to play the game and have fun. And if it's challenging, well, okay, that's part of the game.
I mean,
then,
it's part of being a
get
gamer.
Good.
That you,
get
you know,
good.
Yeah, precisely that, you know, to some degree. You know, you learn how to tackle obstacles. Isn't that, like, part of the joy of gaming?
Exactly. Oh, my goodness, man. The first time I found that dragon at the end of Treetops in Spyro 1, let me tell you, I was ecstatic.
Or better yet, do you really want to know something that really gets your gear grinding? Get yourself, you know, the old GTAs. Not, you know, like, I mean, not the 2D ones, but the ones that go 3D, like Grand Theft Auto, Liberty City Stories, San Andreas, Vice City to some point.
Yeah, yeah, PS2.
There are some missions that are definitely going to grind your gear at some point. And what are you going to do? You're going to turn on the AI?
No, I'm going to use the cheats to get myself a freaking minigun. That's what I'm going to do. And have my car fly. That's what I'm doing.
Hell yeah.
But that's like part of the game too. It's like weird fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If I could just... Oh, I have a tank now. Cool. Let me... Like, whatever. Man, I love them cheats. Those are fun.
Oh, yes, definitely. Mm. Way too darn interesting, too.
Yeah. Dude, I loved how, like, the flying car thing applied to everybody. So, like, you'll be driving down the road, and, like, you look in the distance, and it was, like, three cars just flying over the mountains. And you're like, what the shit?
Exactly, too. Especially, oh, yeah, especially when you're flying around at high speeds in a car while some badass, like, 90s and 80s rock, they play on the radio station. Now, that was the shit for me.
Oh, yeah.
As a gamer, I just don't like the idea of this. It takes away from the challenge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
If a computer is going to sit there and play a game for you, it just... No.
Yeah.
No, you're much better off, you know, watching your YouTube videos in that case.
Here's the thing. In contention as well, like, it's been said, you know, the difficulty in leveling video games has just been hotly debated. And I think we all know this, you know. Like, this is the preferred option for game journalists as well. This whole, you know, the AI play for you.
But the thing is that the AI, right, it kind of registered their patterns on the game. So I kind of imagine if someone is struggling with the game, probably the AI might be struggling on it too.
I mean, it's the intention of it was to create a profile based on your inputs and so forth. So
you know what it means.
Yeah, but, and then, like, how are you going to know if it's really the person playing or if it's not?
Because, like, it's going to be used for cheating a lot, that's for sure.
Question.
Yeah, right? Like, someone puts a YouTube video up, and they're like, oh, this is me completing this in such and such great time, and you're like, okay, cool. But, like, was it really, though? Was it? Or are you just trying to get more views? You know? I don't know.
Or just milk some viewers for cash or whatnot, too.
Yeah, true.
Fucking hell. They just never give up.
Oh, yeah. But aside from that, though, nah, me personally, nah, I would never use it, though.
Oh, me neither. No way.
The reason to is that I have these things is to play the games, Maddie.
Yeah, that's what you're paying for. I mean, come on.
If I want to just watch something, I'm going to wait till a TV show's made of the game and then sit down and watch it.
You might be disappointed in that case because, you know, TV shows on game is extremely inaccurate.
It's as if, you know, they, what's it called? They wanted to send a PlayStation 5 into a set-top box.
I mean, Sonic did pretty well. Like, as a TV show. Like, they did really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Sonic and, oh, man, if there was an animated Spyro cartoon, oh, if only.
That'd be cool. I think it might be woke as anything, not to mention there was a TV show with Spyro in it.
I know, but I'm saying, like, back in, like, the late 90s, like, when Spyro was back in the day, yeah. Like, 90s, maybe early 2000s, it was, like, a Spyro cartoon. You know, him and Alora and the professor are going on little adventures. Hunter pops in, they're shooting norks, and, man, I don't know. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but at the same time, we're not anymore in the early 2000s. We're in the, probably the worst time of humanity, I'd say.
The end times. That. Yes, we are definitely in the end times.
Not the end times, but the shit times.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we are heading there, but yeah.
Alright, so that was an exaggeration, whatever.
I gotcha. Alright, so we're gonna dig deep, you know, walk a knife into the main meat of this show now. Sorry. Puns.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Oh, it's all good. I bet this is gonna be pretty juicy.
Epicurious sparks backlash after announcing it will no longer publish recipes with beef. I wonder why.
Yeah, me too. So, and that's an honest question. Why?
Are they gonna still allow things like pork, lamb, goat,
you know, seafood, horse, chicken, venison?
Are they being meat easiest?
They're excluding us. Those vegetarian supremacists.
What's going to happen to this site is that when someone wants to look up how to make like a beef stew or something, they're not going to be even on the list anymore.
Yeah, or like a beef Wellington or a hamburger. You know, like why beef? What's the problem?
Or probably you're going to focus on this Beyond Meat food piracy thing.
I'm sorry, but there's meat on here. Very many puns.
Well, these horse meat now sound delicious.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's have a look. Let's read the you know, the main blog post from Epicurious itself. Why Epicurious left beef behind. In an effort to encourage more sustainable cooking, we won't be publishing new beef recipes on Epicurious.
You lost me on sustainable, because I can sustain myself on a nice fat steak.
Precisely. And the thing is, get this. Here's the opening line. For any person or a publication wanting to envision a more sustainable way to cook, cutting out beef is a worthwhile first step.
No! Oh, and here's another fun fact that they spew upon us. About almost 15% of greenhouse gases globally come from livestock and everything involved in raising it. And 61% of those emissions are linked to beef? Hold on a second now. Are they saying that 10% of all global emissions are because of cows? Like cow farts? Or are just all the agriculture.
Yeah, this one's really making me think, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a little... I don't know if I even believe those numbers, too. But,
I mean, I don't know. That's what they're saying. It's going to take, like, you know, a math whiz to figure this one out. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, yeah, you know, 61% of 15 is about 10.
Yeah, probably so.
but okay, but why cows though? Why not horses? Because horses eat a lot of grass too.
Right.
Here's definitely too. Sheep too. Sheep too.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. All right. Get this. Back on the blog post, we know that some people might assume that this decision signals some sort of vendetta against cows or the people who eat them. But this decision was not made because we hate hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Dead. Lies.
Yeah, our shift is solely about sustainability, about not giving air to one of the world's worst climate offenders. We think of this decision not anti-beef, but rather pro-planet.
Okay, you heard it here first, guys. Cows are climate offenders. So, yeah. Jesus. What? How is this pro-planet? Come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people do a lot of, say, climate. I mean, the Welsh do a lot of climate benefits by shagging sheep.
How do they plan that them not having beef in any of their, you know, recipes anymore? How is that going to be pro planet? How is this helping?
I don't know. Like, people are still gonna get access to meat recipes no matter what they do.
You know, yeah, right? I guess certain, and then less people are going to use Epicurious if they want to know how to make a beef stew.
Hey, so. No. You know what? I just want to say this. You know, return to first principles. Reject modernity. Embrace monkey. People are going to go back to the ways of how we first learned cooking meat on the open fire.
Yeah, but we have to wait for a lightning storm to happen. You know, so half the forest can burn down. We can utilize the fire.
And you know what's even the best part too?
I just got myself finishing myself a beef burrito. It smells so good. And the best part is, and even better too, I'm preparing myself 3 burger patties because fuck you. I'll eat what I want.
You know, that sounds like a good idea, man. I actually have some frozen chopped meat in
freezer. Let's go eat them, bro.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make a burrito too. I got the cheese for it. I got some wraps. Hell yeah.
Got the beef too, right? Ah, it's going to be so good too. Fuck, dude. It's going to be delicious.
Yeah, I guess we're... yeah, sorry,
fuck
man.
You.
But it sounds like we're climate offenders now.
Yeah, I'll give a fuck.
We're not pro-planet, man. I don't know.
I give a fuck.
We're just as bad as the cows. Shame on them. Shame on them for being alive.
Blame the cows for causing this.
Yeah.
Why are you such climate offenders?
Exactly.
Cow privilege.
Delicious beef burrito. So good.
All right. Here's a couple of interesting things as well. Dutch dog. 60% of farts come from vegans.
Next, they're eating all that broccoli and those cauliflower causes that a lot.
No,
beans.
They're just eating pure grass. They're just eating pure grass.
Ah, I see. I see. Wow, it all makes sense now. They're actually no. You know what? Never mind. It doesn't make sense. Nothing about this makes sense. I thought I had a point, but I don't have a point.
Right. Yada, 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 and something, something, you know. Of course, when it comes to the plant, let's continue reading. Of course, when it comes to the planet, eschewing beef is not a silver bullet. All ruminant animals like sheep and goats have significant environmental costs, and there are problems with chicken, seafood, soy, and almost every other ingredient. In a food system so broken, almost no choice is perfect.
Wait, they said there's a problem with soy? I thought they liked their soy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it probably costs a lot of water, maybe, to grow it. That's probably it. But they love their damn soy, though. I don't know why that's on there over the climate offenders like cows. God forbid.
But yeah.
Man, this is some delicious burrito just finished. I'm gonna have me some burgers next.
Let's continue on. Like, just I think like to get to the whole meat of the motive. Let's see. On their blog post, they say addressing climate change requires legislation, blah 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 blah, and buy-ins from the corporate sector. Individual actions like choosing alternative meat, mushrooms or chickpeas instead of real thing.
Beyond meat, food piracy.
Yeah, something, you know. They say, you know, but every time you abstain from beef for the grocery store or restaurant, you're sending a signal to the grocery store, yes. But also, you know, also and perhaps more influentially to whoever you talk about your decision.
What the hell? You're sending a signal? They think not having a hamburger for dinner is like being an activist? Are you kidding me? That's so petty. This is something that the blue check marks on Twitter will virtue signal about. Today, I abstained from beef. Day 64.
Day 64.
So brave.
Abstained from beef. Oh,
so stunning so brave.
So noble, too. Oh.
Yes, I'll take the challenge, too. Oh. Yeah. Reach
today,
the light,
I told
you. Yeah.
You couldn't even buy from the corporate sector.
Today,
too.
I told my, you know, I told my local Maccas I wouldn't be having a beef hamburger.
That's right. You,
oh,
you
yeah.
tell them.
Oh, yes. You'll tell them.
What an
I have to wonder if these are the same people who would hold a funeral service for a chicken just so they could get free chicken.
I mean they're just gonna, you know, steal, you know, chicken as well too from farms and whatnot too, and say like, oh, they make up stories about chicken being this or chicken being that and abusing this way or abusing that way and whatnot.
Wait a second,
I mean,
guys.
Did
you see that they actually did something like that for a turkey on Thanksgiving? I think we might have spoken about this like way back in the day, maybe like over a year ago probably, where like some PETA people, or maybe they weren't PETA, there were some animal rights activists, some vegan eco-terrorists. So they go into a supermarket, they buy a frozen turkey, put it in a cardboard box as like a coffin, and parade around like it's a funeral ceremony.
Yeah.
And even the fact that PETA grilled the dog like some time ago, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, they did. Well, I mean, it wasn't a real dog, but they made it look
like it
was.
You get the point. Like,
yeah, they're crazy. They would have a funeral for a turkey, and I'd be like, wow.
Indeed. Jesus.
That's not going to make me not like turkey any less, because turkey's really good.
Yeah, not only that, too, but, I mean, there's like a whole story of these guys committing some form of crime on other people's property, like stealing their livestock and saying about, oh, saving this from abuse and this and that, and posting their crime on Twitter and then getting prosecuted about it. And then they were crying because they're doing the world, they were fighting for a better world, and oh, they're brainwashing this and that, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, are PETA involved in Epicurious?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Seems like something they would be, but I don't know.
Regardless, though, a couple of interesting live comments.
Mm-hmm.
Zavtal. Can't wait to eat bugs, though. Fair point. Mm. I don't know if Epicurious is going to start publishing recipes for insects, like, you know, like our globalist overlords so love to.
Right? They would probably love to eat some fried cockroaches.
Yeah, well, they have the excuse of, it's a delicacy. It's so rare and amazing.
Steamed maggots?
Not. The reason it's a delicacy is because it's the only food in some of these poor countries that people... The only thing they had, like, oh, maggots? Okay, let's fry those up. That's all we have to eat today. And then it became a staple in their meals. Like, that's what happens.
Damn right, no?
I mean, to be honest, though, I have eaten some bugs before. Like, when I was at Ripley's, believe it or not. They have, like, those little mealworms, like, cheddar-flavored. Those are good.
I mean...
But
I
only ate it for the novelty, though. I'm not eating it every day. I'm not like savage.
I mean, you know, we could argue, you know, fried crickets or whatever. But
yeah, well, chocolate-covered ants are pretty good. I actually once had a lollipop that I also got from Ripley's, believe it or not, that had a scorpion inside of it. It was cool. It looked like amber. It's pretty crazy. But I prefer my steak, though.
You know what's even fun as well, too? I remember, I mean, like a long, long time ago, I actually, I mean, keep in mind, this was when I was a dumb kid. I ate a bit of tree sap, and for a small part of my life, I just kept eating tree sap because for some reason, it was tasteless, but my mind said it was delicious. So, okay, I need some clinical help.
No, that actually makes perfect sense, you know, especially because you're in the land up north. You know, tree sap, there are certain trees that syrup.
But I mean, sugar. But it's not, sure but it wasn't
you're
a sugar.
Are you buried another life?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I mean, but that was like another time, whatnot, too. And keep in mind, this is when I was in the U.S. in the very early 2000s, whatnot, too. And it wasn't a maple tree. I mean, it was like thick as honey, but it didn't taste like honey at all. And I still remember it after all these years. But now in Canada, now it makes a perfect sense. Some delicious maple.
Yeah, man, that's like pure molasses. It's delicious.
Oh, you should see the things we do out of maple. We make maple butter, maple candy, a lot of delicious things you would kill to have it.
Ooh, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I've been to Canada
guaranteed.
Once. Yeah, I went to Canada once and I had some like legit maple syrup and wow, it is
it was
magic.
Amazing. I
it's
must
damn.
Say, me too.
It's magical, right?
Me too. Yeah, I agree. So, to round this all off, what do you guys think? I personally am going to support our local farmers and, you know, sustainable farming and eat more meat, eat more chicken, eat more
eat
lamb.
Chicken, beef, whatever, pork.
That's right.
Yeah.
Me too, man. I'm going to continue to enjoy my protein.
And milk as well, too, you know, and these people lose when you drink milk. They think it's white supremacy and whatnot, too, but
I mean, you know, steak can get kind of expensive, so I don't eat it, like, all the time, but I eat, like, eggs and fish basically every day. I mean, yesterday I had a ham wrap. Not that anyone cares, but whatever. But yeah.
Yesterday
I had chicken fried rice.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to eating the meat the way I have been anyway, which is go to the butcher once a month, buy like $70 to $80 worth of meat, take it home, pack it up, and then just eat it slowly over the next month.
Correct.
Yeah, put it in the freezer, wrap it up a little bit. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't want to do anything special just because some group decided to go, any beef! It's like,
well, the fact that they're specifically targeting beef, which it's very strange to me. Like, I don't know who they're trying to appease or, like, try to virtue signal to, but it's weird. Like, they're just going to lose clientele. Like, I'm not going to go to their website to
massive,
look for anything anymore.
It's just a massive waste of time.
If I stopped eating beef, I'd probably become one of those re-rees on Telegram or whatever. No, not Telegram.
Or you know what?
Tumblr, right?
Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm never going
to
stop eating beef.
You probably look like one of those, like, you know, the fashion walkway, you know, in the models. Some of that look like a pack of cigarettes because they're so thin.
Oh, no.
You can see their bones.
Nah, man, I love a good filet mignon. Like, I'm never gonna give up steak. That's impossible.
Oh yes,
I don't have steak often, but you know, same story.
And that beef burrito I just had was just so goddamn good. I'm about to make myself some burgers in a bit.
Hell yeah!
Nice. All right. So now we move on to the last item of the show,
which is
Disney.
Oh,
he's closing down
60
stores across the United States and Canada.
Now, that title is misleading. It says it's closing 60 stores across the U.S. and Canada. However, Disney is closing every single store in all of Canada.
Correct.
That is kind of absolutely bonkers. I never thought they would even do that. Especially because, like, last year, you know, with the whole pandemic, they didn't have their cruise lines. They didn't have their amusement parks. Hell, they barely had their movies, too. So the only thing they can really bank on is a Disney store. And Disney Plus, they're really doing that, too. You know, online streaming and stuff.
Yeah, but that's one thing I don't understand. Are they intentionally trying to kill off your own business or what?
No, they're trying to save it.
Save it?
Yeah. I think they are. Because I'm not sure if, like, the revenue that they're getting from having their real estate out there in different countries is actually providing enough income for them to be viable sources. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The cruise lines, they make millions off that every year. Like tens of millions. Like it's absolutely nuts. But with their stores, you know, considering that they're not really essential, I think a lot of the Disney stores actually got closed down.
Unfortunately so.
All over the place, yeah. So it's really not viable for them to keep on renting the space if no one can physically go to their stores. Now, I think they can now in certain parts. It's opening up. But right now, they lost so much money with their stores.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's still hope.
Right. So this says, let's read.
Yeah.
While Disney may be dialing down their physical presence, they're directing their efforts towards online shopping, which took off during the pandemic. They're looking to expand Shop Disney, the company's online store, and integrate it with Disney's theme park apps and social media platforms. Plus, you can still buy Mickey merch at theme park stores, the theme park third-party retailers, and Disney shopping shops. You may also be able to find a Disney mini store at Target. They opened 25 of them in 2019.
Well, it's not like their core characters, Disney's been milking them recently in any sort of major way with movies or whatever.
Then again, I mean, if I'm to be honest, I think I much prefer the Disney from the past, because from the time as well too, they weren't too shy to be edgy and whatnot too, and that was a good thing. In fact, that was a very good thing.
Yeah, but when was the last time a Fantasia movie was released? I mean, not a redo of it. I'm talking like a fresh one, brand new.
Right?
Yeah.
Like from the one from the year 2000.
Yeah, right. Like it gets dark. It gets, you know, interesting and a little creepy sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, Fantasia 2000. That was 20 years ago.
Wow. 21 years ago.
Oh, yeah. 21.
Yeah.
Creepy, man. Oh, I hate to think about it. I remember when that movie came out, too.
It's funny thing is, to know that I've been waiting at least at least over two decades for nothing. For fucking nothing.
Well, you know, I've never actually seen a Disney store in the wild, ever.
You should,
I've been to, like, you know, the mall and stuff, and there's, like, a few malls around, like, where I live. I've been to, like, three of them. I've never seen an actual Disney store before, so I guess maybe they're not that profitable. I can't imagine they wouldn't be, but I've just never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
Like anywhere, except for, like, inside the amusement parks. Like, not even in a Target. I don't know what the hell they're talking about with Target. Like, there's no Disney stores in Target. At least not by me. I've never seen one there either. Like, that's
there could be
weird.
Disney products in Target, but not stores in Target.
Yeah, but they were talking about, like, actual stores. You know how, like, sometimes in Walmart they have, like, a little Starbucks in the back corner or some shit like that?
Mm-hmm.
But in Target, no, I've never seen a Disney store. I've never seen a Disney store ever. So maybe it is a good tactic that they're using to try to save their business. But, man, they've lost so much money. Like bonkers amounts of money they've lost. It's really crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look at the big picture, too, you know. How much are they losing out on, you know, Star Wars as well?
Oh, yeah.
Marvel.
Because they've pandered to political correctness on a shithole called Twitter.
Yeah, and what are the state of the theme parks, too?
Right, and what about the cruise lines, too? Cause they have at least, I believe they had four cruise lines. They would make bank off that. I've been on a Disney cruise once. It was crazy. I went to the Bahamas. And,
soon to be had.
Yeah, but now we have a whole year and a half of no cruises. And all those people, do you know how expensive, each one ship is? Holy crap. Yeah. All the maintenance and stuff. Yeah, they lost a lot of money this year.
Sooner or later, it's going to become, you know, that creepypasta abandoned by Disney, right?
Oh, maybe.
Can you imagine if some people on YouTube started going around abandoned Disney World theme parks, you know, exploring what it looks like after it's been touched for like a decade?
Yeah.
Do you know what's even funny, too? I'm even surprised, too, that Disney didn't use the corporate tactics to even, well, probably demolish the place, too, because it's, you know, using Disney images. That's not Disney anymore, eh?
I suppose so. Right now, it seems like they're more concerned about, diverting things towards online, and not just online shopping, but online streaming as well. Like they're really focusing on Disney Plus.
They should be focusing on the physical too. They should be focusing on the digital too.
Yeah, I mean
on the physical. Fuck's sake, on the physical.
Yeah,
you don't need
any
more digital as it is, for fuck's sake.
I know what you meant. Yeah, they really should. But here's the thing: like, there are still a lot of states out there, or a lot of countries even right now, that have Disney parks that are not able to be open. Hell, there's like India right now. Like, there's a travel restriction that the United States just imposed on India. So there's nothing going on over there.
So yeah, the entire world just falling apart, huh?
I mean, yeah, it kind of.
Okay,
did
let's
year.
Get back to Disney.
Yes, Disney, right, exactly.
So, in that case, though, and again, with all of these things, they're really suffering. And you're right. Like, people, yeah, and then now people have had, you know, a lot of mixed opinions on how the theme parks are going, too. That's contributing to it.
Yeah, and this is something that's been going on for quite some time. You know, again, ever since the pandemic really started. That Disney had to shut down. And they remember, I think they tried to reopen back in Florida for like 2 weeks, and then didn't they close down again?
Kind of. And then
after that,
and now,
then they reopened.
And now they've had to put a couple of heavy mandates to try and keep the business afloat.
Yeah.
You know, masks and so forth.
That's a shame. there was even some rumors about, like, if you don't wear your mask as you're on a ride, like if you get your picture taken on a roller coaster, they're not going to sell you the picture because it looks bad on Disney's part. Or some... Yeah. It's lame.
Sure does.
I mean, I get it, but like... Come on, man.
Yeah, where's the magic in the theme parks? Hey.
There is no magic.
Exactly. Where is the magic? You can't get sick in Disneyland.
People turned around, grabbed hold, and they pulled it away.
Now, there was something I want to bring this up too. I went, you could say that I went to a theme park at least, you know, 2 months, well, 3 months ago. Well, yeah, 2 months ago. A kind of a theme park, but rather it was, you know, and only the staff were wearing masks-ish. And yeah, none of the attendees had to wear masks. They limited attendance, sure, but, you know, none of our attendees had to wear masks, and I was with my family. Everything was fine.
Especially because, like, you're outside in the fresh air. Like, what is a mask going to do? Especially, like, if you're not even sick. It's just silly.
It sure is silly. Way more than it should be.
What else was in the article out of curiosity, Joel?
Actually, not an awful lot else. Like, I mean, you were right. The one thing, though, that one was a misnomer, and all of the stores in Canada were closing down. Will be closing down.
That's insane to me. An entire country that they're getting out of. That's really crazy. For Disney, like the juggernaut that Disney is. My goodness.
All right.
I can't believe they would even risk that. That's at least keep one store in like Toronto or something.
Yeah,
or
you know,
Montreal.
Or the big color ones, you know, Edmonton.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, something.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, look at that. I'd say, you know, here we are. Reacher, though. Like, you think you got much hope for Disney? I don't know. The way they're going.
I honestly would like to see them have to sell off Star Wars and Marvel and a couple of the other franchises they've decided to take and, well, bend over and shove the stick up.
Well, I think one of their biggest mistakes was buying Fox. That was a major deal. But that was, oh, God, they lost so much money on that deal, too. I mean, yeah, they got Family Guy, but Family Guy's dying, so.
Family Guy, yeah. American Dad, all that have been around for way too long.
And then The Simpsons. Wait, yeah, Family Guy's on Fox, right?
The Simpsons are basically just zombie arms sticking up out of the ground.
Yeah, but then they got all those properties, too.
Anyway, he's an interest. Yeah, I'd agree with you guys. So, I think that's about it for the week. What do you guys think about
Cyberpunk? Yeah.
You know,
Gil, you want to start?
Yeah. So certainly, I'm just getting some more cheeseburgers all too, you know, because I love meat and I'm never going to give it up.
Yeah, you damn right. You damn right.
And then, if I was to give up meat, then I'll become a cannibal.
Well, all technically, right. If you did, then you wouldn't be giving up meat, now would you?
No, that's the point.
Okay, all right.
So, what do you think about this cycle?
Actually, it fits pretty goddamn well in a decade that is 2020, because it's just a long, long ride through hell in so many ways that we just cannot escape it. There's just no escaping, no matter what, too, and we're all stuck with it. Boxcars, the Husky says, cannibal for the win.
Ah, there
we
go.
Ah, Hannibal Lecter.
Don't get me started about that, the actor who betrays him. I absolutely love some of the shit he's pulled.
You and me both, to be honest.
All right,
another bite of my hamburger.
I just... After what I've seen in the last 4 years regarding the whole sort of Twitter and social justice, this doesn't surprise me. It's just going until someone's going to end up doing something horribly, horribly stupid. I can't wait for that to happen, and then people just... I can't wait for that to happen.
I just can't wait for the social justice movement to die off as it should.
All right. Last of all, Avira.
Just a few things. Number one, eat your meat. It's good for you. Number two, do not let AI replace us.
Especially in games.
When it comes to playing games. Yeah, exactly. And I just want to give a shout out to Noble. Thank you so much for helping me the past couple of weeks, you know, without Jolt here.
You're welcome.
Great job, man. We fucking killed it.
I know. I love what you guys have been doing. I managed to find the time to listen to it, and I was super happy.
All right. And I guess...
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, that's all I got to say for that. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'll see you next time.
As ever. And
later.
Of course. You know,
hope you guys have a good one, and I hope to see you next time. And until then.
Wait. Jill didn't do the outro.
All right. Once again, you guys have taken my job from me. But anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, as always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and we're definitely looking more at expanding further down the line. You guys, this is why I'm non-essential on the show.
Oh, you're the best squirrel. Come on now.
Because I could just, you know, hand over you guys all that stuff and just slap it on and you guys will take care of it for me. I digress. Because, I really trust you guys a lot. You mean. But anyway, that's that. So, this is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
And until then,
good night.
Bye.
Have a good one.